Welcome to Standing Strong Ministries podcast with Dr. Sean Strong. We hope that you are encouraged by today's message.
Hello, good morning. Hope everybody is having an incredible Tuesday. Sorry, I gotta grab this real fast right here. And just wanted to come on here and welcome you to the show. Welcome to Stronger Every Day, where we love the Word of God just like we love our coffee, strong and fresh. And the Lord always has, I believe, a supernatural miracle in mind for you. And we are excited that you're joining us today. I'm just excited that you are here with us, being a part of who we are, and seeing what God is doing here in your life, in your ministry, and what God has for you. So we're so glad that you're joining us here today. If you've not had a chance to download our app, please do so. Here's how you do that. You go to the Google Play or the Apple App Store, and what you do is you download Standing Strong Ministries, and here's the icon there, and you can see that. That's on the mobile app. And when you do that, enable the push notifications. If you can do that, that would tremendously help us. We would love to send you notifications about the meetings, about what God is doing, about how God is just moving in our lives in a powerful way. And it'll also give you an opportunity. If we need prayer, we can send that out to you, and you can be a part of that going on every day. I'm here in Jacksonville, Florida with Pastor Ruth and Ronnie Tomlinson, and Tomlinson, and it has been incredible. We're having an incredible meeting, and we're just praying that God is doing the same things for you that He's doing here for us. And we're also going to be in Spring Hill, Florida with Pastor Tim Coates this coming weekend. If you are in the Spring Hill, Tampa, or Orlando area, make plans to join us one of those two services, 8:30 and 10:30 on Sunday. So we want to be a part of what God is doing in your life. Well, listen, we're on our part number four of seeking the Lord and seeking God. And I just kind of want to go over the first scripture. This is our base scripture for this whole series. And it's called "The Lord Looked Down," Psalms 14 and verse number 2. "The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God." So we've talked about several things, seeking Him for who He is. And then we talked about how seeking God, seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And then we talked about seeking His counsel. We talked about that yesterday, how you should seek God's counsel. You don't just seek who, we encourage wisdom. We encourage all of those things, you know, going through mentors and fathers and pastors. We want you to do those things, but don't make God the last priority. Make Him the first priority. And then I believe that He'll speak through other people once you ask Him that question. I believe that's how that happens. So I'm really excited about that. And today, I want to talk to you guys about this one, seeking Him with your whole heart. Write that in the comment section. That's our major point today, seeking God with our whole heart. And so I just thought of some few things today as I was reflecting and getting ready for the show. And here's what I've come up with, and I really feel like these are from the Lord, and I think they'll help us. Here's the first thing that you need to understand when it comes to seeking God with your whole heart. You need to understand that your sole purpose that you were created for was seeking Him. Isn't that amazing? I think that is. I think that's, you know, that's why God created us, to seek Him and to be in fellowship with Him. You know, so many times I feel like that, you know, a lot of times we get lost in this thing called life, and we begin to just forget our purpose. And our purpose is to seek the Lord with all of our heart, our mind, our soul, and our spirit. And when we do that, we understand that our purpose is to know Him, to know His voice, to know His heart, to know what He's thinking, what He's feeling. You know, our whole purpose in life was to seek the Lord. You know, I believe that we're created. I believe in every person who is created. I believe that there is a whole-centered. When you're born, there's an emptiness there. There's a void automatically. But I believe that that void is for one purpose. That's the Lord. And I think that's why we get so lost in life, having these things happen to us. They just happen, and we're trying to fill this void. And we were created for one thing, to seek Him and find Him. That's our purpose, you know, in seeking the Lord with your whole heart. Here's the second thing that I figured out about seeking God with our whole heart. He needs to become our first choice. Now, Brother Strong, that's just easy. Well, maybe. But here's the thing. I think a lot of times that we prioritize life and then we prioritize God. And this is the way that I see it. Our priorities should be with God automatically first, and then we fit in everything else. Because here's the deal. If we're not prioritizing our relationship with God, we're going to see a major element of suffering in our lives. Because we understand that our whole purpose is to seek the Lord and find Him. And if that's the case, then we understand one valuable concept. He ought to be the first thing in every one of our priorities. Our tithing, our giving. You know, I don't have to tithe. I get to tithe. I don't have to give. I get to give. I don't have to forgive. I get to forgive. I don't have to, be nice. I get to be nice because I prioritize God in every part of my life, in my marriage, with my children, then my ministry, then my, it all goes, flows down and trickles like that. But before you even get to your marriage, before you even get to those things, He ought to be your first priority. That means He ought to be the first priority of the week on Sunday when you attend a church of your choosing with a wonderful pastor who is feeding your life. And you go there and you are setting yourself up for blessings. Do you know why? Because He is your first priority. And when you set Him as your first priority, He is your sole proprietor. He is everything that you need, beginning to end. And that's why it's important that you seek the Lord and you find Him. And then here's the third thing that I think that we need to understand when it comes seeking God with our whole heart. And, if you're taking notes, please take notes and, comment in the comment section when you think it's necessary. But this is really important. I believe that our life is no longer ours. Your life is no longer your own. It doesn't belong to you. And when you start recognizing that, when you start realizing, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, not I, but Christ liveth in me. John said something incredible. He said, I must decrease that He must increase. Well, what's he saying there? He's saying that our soul relationship with God is based upon one thing. Our life is not our own. Your life is not no longer your own. It belongs to the Lord. He is now the Lord over every part of your life. You know, one of the things, I've been married for 24 years, going on 24 years, April 28th. And one of the things that I've learned, number one, I was blessed to have a wonderful wife who put up with a lot of things that I did when I was younger, and I wasn't really smart, wasn't doing a lot of those things. I wasn't very bright. And I thank God that I had a wife that was full of grace and was full of mercy. And one of the things that I really came to understand and I've come to learn is that, we didn't do everything right. But there were moments in my marriage, and still are to this day, that, I maybe got her with a harsh word or dishonored her in the wrong way. And the Lord said, hey, you don't need to talk to her like that. You don't need to treat her like that. Or even regarding my children or other ministers or relationships. And, the other day, that scripture came up in my spirit, touch not mine anointed, do my prophets no harm. And, I thought, man, if I've ever hurt another minister, or I've ever hurt another person, Lord, forgive me for that. And one of the things that I have come to understand is this, that, you know, a lot of times the Lord is speaking to us, trying to fix us because our life is no longer our own. You're no longer a representation of yourself. You're a representation of Jesus, and you're a representation of your church. You're a representation of Jesus Christ. What a powerful thought. And I think we need to really focus on those things and really understand that our life, you know, doesn't belong to us. It's not our own. And so we need to really focus on that. And then here's the next thing. I got a couple more for you. Remember this. It's a lifelong journey. I want you to remember that. It's a lifelong journey. You know, so many times our culture is ridden with fast-paced life, fast-paced things. You know, people want to move on to the next thing. And I want to encourage you, pace yourself. Now, I want to be really careful with that because, you know, there is an urgency right now in the kingdom of God. And there's something powerful with it that comes along with it, you know, because we got to get as many people saved as quickly as we can because we know the Lord is returning. However, I believe there are some things in life that just take time. I want you to hear me on this. There's some things in life that just take time. You know, sometimes it's just a lifelong journey. It's not something that you get in 24 hours. It's not something that you get in 48 hours. Listen to me, if there's anyone, listen to me. I want to be real careful here because if there's anybody that believes in the power of a suddenly, it's me. But the more I've grown as a Christian, the more I've grown as a disciple, the more I've grown as a son of God, you know, I've learned that there's just some things that take some time. And, my wife said something interesting the other day. She said, time heals a lot of wounds. And, you know, a lot of times I think that, you know, we want God to heal us and touch us. And I believe in those things. But sometimes also it just takes time. You know, there's just things that take time. So I want to encourage you and I want to tell you that, you know, this is a lifelong journey. It takes time. It takes moving towards Christ every day. And don't get discouraged. You know, don't discredit yourself because you didn't win today on everything, but you won on something. You know, take the small victories and remind yourself every day, listen, we're in this for the long haul. We're in this for the longevity of this thing. You know, Bishop Ken McNatt said this years ago, and I never forgot it. He said, there is no substitute for longevity. And I think a lot of times, especially as Christians, especially, you know, in this culture that is rampant with, you know, the moving on to the next thing and getting to the next great thing, we miss the powerful word of tarrying for a moment. And I think that is such a really powerful thing that you and I need to grab a hold of, that we grasp this and we literally let the enemy know we're not this. We may mess up today, we mess up tomorrow, but we're in a lifelong covenant with God. And I'm not ending this because I made a mistake today, but I'm never ending this because I'm in covenant with him. And when I get to where I'm going, when I meet him that day, I'm going to be able to say that it's a lifelong journey. Now, listen to me. You know, on that journey, there's so many windy roads, repentance, forgiveness, all of those things count. But I want you to remember, we're on a lifelong journey. And don't get discouraged. Don't get frustrated. Pace yourself. And if you don't win like you wanted to win today, get up and start over tomorrow and do it again. And then when you get past that milestone, guess what? You're probably going to have another one. That's why we know this is a lifelong journey. And then the last thing that I want to give you is this. Seeking the Lord with all your heart does one powerful thing. It creates transformation. You know, I love revival. I love the spirit of revival. I love, you know, feeling the presence of God. But one of the things that I think that especially as Pentecostal people, You know, I've been in Pentecost a long time, and I've seen a lot of things happen. And one of the things that I found out about the Pentecostal people and the Pentecostal circle is this. A lot of times, you and I want revival, but we don't want transformation. And real revival brings transformation. So I want to encourage you today that you seek the Lord with all your heart. Know that it's a lifelong journey. Know that it's seeking Him. Put Him first, your priorities. And remember, it's a lifelong journey. And I just want to encourage you that real revival will bring transformation and reformation. You know, we don't want to be the same Christian that we were 5 years ago. We don't want to be the same Christian we were 10 years ago. We want to see constant growth. And so I want to encourage you. We love you. We are praying for you. We're believing God for you. And I want you to remember today, God has supernatural things in store for your life. And so remember, He's got something powerful for you today. Do me a favor. Share this show with everyone you can. Like or follow, subscribe even if you want to. And we want to encourage you. You know, follow or subscribe. And we want to encourage you to be a blessing to others. And we love you. We honor you. And we'll be right back here tomorrow for another edition of Stronger Every Day. Well, be blessed. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you were encouraged by today's message. If you would like to partner with us monthly or sow a seed into our ministry, you can download the Standing Strong Ministries app on Google Play or the App Store, or you can send it to Post Office Box 602, Lebanon, Missouri, 65536. Thank you and have a wonderful day.